Mom, your cooking was fabulous. But I understood that you worked a lot when I was in high school, so you didn't really have enough time to cook for me. And you didn't really have time to teach me a lot, so I'm trying to learn them all. But I appreciate you being there for me.
Meat-wise, I got some ground turkey, and I plan on making a turkey burger with it. And as far as vegetable-wise, I got me some asparagus. Got to get my nutrients in, and I got some red potatoes over there. That's my starch. I usually like select one day out the week and try to cook me something. I'm trying to become a chef. So I like experiment, look on YouTube and look up stuff. The best cook. As far as player wise, I don't know. I haven't tried anybody's food. But TD's wife, she can cook real good. But I enjoy cooking. Haven't been doing it too long, but I'm trying to get better and better at it each day. I do like yoga twice a week. Try to improve my flexibility, and hopefully it carries over into the field. And I love to play video games, and I'm pretty much a homebody. I love being at the house, playing video games, watching movies. You know, fans comment on my posts all the time about Josh Norman and whatnot. But I just try to block all that stuff out. I just like the way the number looks. You know, I think it looks good on me. And some of my favorite players were 24, like Darrell Revis, Champ Bailey, some of those guys. So. That's why I picked the number up.
And you just did a shoulder workout too.
It's all right. It's gonna make me better.
For real. One person that gave me a nickname was Cam. He called me Major James. I got a bald head. Don't show that. He got.
I'm just his assistant.
How long you been cooking?
I ain't been cooking as long as him, but
yeah, I've been cooking about 15 years. He doesn't have an experience with me, but
I've been cooking for like 2 years. That's about it.
He's my apprentice.
What you need help with, bro?
Let me just cut it off.
It's a big one right there. That's a big daddy.
Good job.
We have to cut these up some more.
Just curl your fingers.
Curl your fingers. You don't want to cut your fingers when you're cooking. And pretty much just go at it after that. Start chopping away. My mom bought me this George Foreman grill for Christmas, so I love her for that because now she makes everything a lot easier when it comes to cooking. Usually only happens when was sizzling. You gotta taste it, just in case.
Just in case what?
If you get sick, you know, you the assistant. We can replace you. Come on.
It's all right.
It's all right. That's it?
Let me finish it.
What's that, Hawaiian bread to go with it?
Nah, this is some, Pepper Ridge Farm Bakery Classics. Sweet and salt.
But it tastes like Hawaiian bread though.
Tastes like Hawaiian bread.
It's good though. I ain't gonna lie.
You perfect. You
did your thing with these.
Put my foot in there, huh?
It's good.
Even banging it up. I need some sauce though.
I forgot to make the sriracha mayo.
Lettuce tomato.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're almost done. I'm gonna cut the avocados. We got tomatoes ready. I got my special sauce ready. You know, we're gonna have another taste test. I'm judging my presentation. I'm still working on that. On that aspect of my chefarism. And here you have Brad B's special burger, turkey burgers. It's not the official name yet, but I'm working on that. Y'all ready to try one?